USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Hurricane Delta made landfall near Creole, Louisiana around 6 p.m. Central Time. The Category 2 storm had maximum sustained winds of 100 miles per hour. A Weather Service water gauge at Freshwater Canal Locks, Louisiana, recently reported a storm surge inundation of over 8 feet above ground level. At the time of landfall, Delta was moving north by northeast at 14 miles per hour. It comes to their same region that was affected by Hurricane Laura 6 weeks ago. President Trump plans to hold an in-person event at the White House Saturday. It will be his first public engagement since being diagnosed with the coronavirus last week. ABC News reports the event is being coordinated with one organized by conservative activist Candace Owens. The Dow Jones, NASDAQ, and S&P 500 all closed higher on Wall Street Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
The subject of court packing came up on the campaign trail. The details from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden was asked again in Arizona if he favored Democratic proposals to expand the size of the Supreme Court if elected, and if Democrats regained the majority in the Senate.
You'll know my opinion on court packing when the election is over. Now look, I know it's a great question, y'all, and I don't blame you for asking. But you know, the moment I answer that question, the headline in every one of your papers will be about that. Other than focusing on what's happening now.
Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has entered his second week in the hospital as he battles COVID-19. He told CNN that doctors have prescribed the antiviral drug Remdesivir to him. That's the same drug President Trump took when he was at Walter Reed last week. Most of Trump's inner circle have tested positive for the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump has signed off on a counteroffer for a coronavirus stimulus package. The details from USA Radio's Dan Araki.
The counteroffer sent to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Friday contains roughly $1.8 trillion in stimulus funds, up from an earlier offer of $1.6 trillion. Speaking to reporters, White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow said he didn't want to speculate on details in the package as negotiations go on, but believe that the president may get more of what he wants in the final bill.
You know, what you got here is the bid and the offer has narrowed substantially in Wall Street terms. So I would reckon that some of our key asks, namely small business PPP extension, we need some backup on the unemployment assistance, but I think the president approved it. I'm going to guess because it will include the economic assistance direct mail checks.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Araki.
Tech giant Microsoft says it will let employees work from home permanently. The Verge reports the company will move to a hybrid workplace to allow for flexibility once its offices reopen. Employees can work from home less than half of their work week or for the entire week with their manager's approval, of course. Microsoft follows Twitter and Square in making the move. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.